They'd better make some room in the Magic Kingdom. The mouse is getting some new friends. As expected, the Walt Disney Company announced today that it is acquiring Pixar Animation Studios in a stock deal worth $7.4 billion. Pixar is the company behind such hits as Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and The Incredibles. NPR's Kim Masters joins us from Los Angeles. And Kim, what's the driving force behind this deal?
Well, the most immediate answer is animation. It's critically important to Disney, not just for the films themselves, but for merchandising and theme parks and TV spin-offs. And Disney has floundered in animation in recent years, while Pixar has flourished. And the presiding creative genius at Pixar, which is John Lasseter, is going to take over the animation operations and advise the theme parks now.
You know, I think a lot of people listening to this might be thinking, you know, Disney and Pixar, I thought they were one and the same anyway.
Yes, they had a deal for a long time where Disney distributed Pixar movies for a fee. And Steve Jobs from Pixar and Michael Eisner, then the chief executive at Disney, quarreled. And there was a rupture 2 years ago. And what people expected is that Disney would try to come back now that Michael Eisner has left and been replaced by Robert Iger and do the deal again on sweetened terms. But instead, they've ended up buying the whole company.
And what happens under this deal to the CEO of Pixar, Steve Jobs?
Well, Steve Jobs is going to become a board member at Disney. He is going to be the biggest individual shareholder at Disney. And, you know, I think that's a question much on the minds of in the media world is what exactly will Steve Jobs do? He still has his world at Apple, but he's perceived as being in a position to play a very critical role in helping to usher Disney into this digital age where people can download movies and watch entertainment on all sorts of devices. Disney already made a deal to put Desperate Housewives and Lost on your iPods, and that is seen as sort of step one into who knows what the future brings in these digital technologies of the future.
What happens now to Pixar itself?
Well, apparently, you know, Pixar has become something very rare in the entertainment world, which is a label. People actually recognize the name of Pixar. You don't usually go and say, I'm going to go see a Paramount movie this weekend. But many people do want to see Pixar movies. And for now, at least, Disney is going to keep that label. And there will be sequels now that, you know, one of the threats Disney held over Pixar's heads in the past was that they would take over the Toy Story sequels and that sort of thing. And now Pixar will be able to control its own, you know, creative properties.
Kim, in the world of animation, would there be a difference between, say, a Disney animated film and a Pixar animated film for the viewer?
Well, one of the things that viewers might have noticed is that Pixar pioneered computer-generated animation. So before that, you know, Disney was still working on hand-drawn movies, which recently haven't done very well, Brother Bear and so on. Disney lately abandoned hand-drawn animation, and its first big effort was the Chicken Little movie. Unfortunately for Disney, Chicken Little didn't measure up to the kinds of... I mean, Pixar has an absolutely unprecedented string of hits that, you know, from Toy Story to Finding Nemo to The Incredibles, and Disney simply has not been able to do that. Disney is now committed to computer animation, and I don't know whether there's a world now for either company to look at hand-drawn anymore.
NPR's Kim Masters in Los Angeles. Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you.